Anochi, Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Vayaseh Moshe Panav, Ki Yirei Me'abid Elokim. Okay, so we said yesterday that over here, Anochi, I am Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. Therefore, we just mentioned yesterday quickly that it says the word Elokei four times. Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And yet, even though it says it four times, the Targum does not translate the first time the same way he translates the other times. For Amar Ano Eloka Da'avuch, and then he says Elokei Da'avraham, Elokei. You see, it's a different word. It's a different word, so why did he change? I am the Elokei Avicha, Elokei. It's the same, in the Hebrew it's the same, but in the Targum he changes the word. Okay, I don't know why. So let's see over here. I'm looking over here in the parish, the commentator. Are we very quickly over here? Okay, Avicha Targum Eloka. I think we're coming, okay. Come on, let's over here. Atam Yeshlo Gamlosh, Shakem Targum Eloka, Kaifamuna Kosov. Dalit. He doesn't explain. He doesn't give any explanation. He just asks the question, doesn't give any explanation. Okay, let's go. The next one, he says, Davuch, Ledas of your father. That's Ramban, Abshat Elokei Avicha, Hakavon Elokei, Kol Avmi Avoisecha. Chilu Amar Elokei Avoisecha, Aval Indir Shatitas Angulis, Elokei Avi, Targum the Avosai, the Kadloshil Targum Losh Rabin. Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay, next. Uchevashinun. Okay, so Moshe was Vayaster. Moshe went and he hid his face. Vayaster Moshe upon of Moshe, he hid his face. So what is the Targum for the word hiding? So the Targum says, Uchevashinun, Uchevashinun. Moshe hid his face. So he says over here, Bohamilo. Over here he explains Loshain Hastar Spanim Kishahusku Amila Zubigmara Kosavashi Shyesham Shahu Loshain Hatmana Yesham Shuloshan Kisui Bamil Loshan Rabbi Mikushul. So is me over here? Okay, nothing yet. Okay, now let's see. Because there's no Rashi on this pasuk, so there's nothing really to compare it to. Milahistakel Kavani Riya Sikhlis Mihilistakalah means to look at him. Okay, Mistakel Kalosh Hazal Sakam, because of Yavitz, his takulus ain't a real buchish gashmis. El Havanis Levachim in Yen Homokam, Yalpisha Kosavamal Mishamur Habata, Simus Levin, Ashuva Habet, Hashamaima. Okay, so he says over something very interesting. He says over here is that Vayas Ki Yorei, he was afraid may Habit. So the question over here is, was Moshe looking at the fire? Was it a physical looking? When it says Vayaster Moshe over here, it's Mila Histakala. Histakala, what he says over here in the commentator is it means the mind, to dwell upon the concept. It does not mean a physical gaze. So he says the word over here in the Targum is Vayaster Moshe Panav. He hid his face. Ki Yorei, he was afraid, Mehabit. What does it mean, Mehabit? So in English, it means simply to gaze, to look. Moshe did not want to look with his eyes. He saw there was a burning bush. He looked at the burning bush. So he turned away. He was afraid to look at the bush. So he turned his eyes. So he says over here, Chiddush, is that that's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum, by translating the word habata, mil'istakalah, it means that Moshe saw that the Shekhinah was there. Now he understood that Hashem is present. And the fire that's burning is a divine fire. So Moshe, he turned. It doesn't mean that he physically turned. It means that in his mind, he decided not to think about it. Moshe decided to distance himself, so to speak, from Hashem. Because the word mi'istakalah does not mean necessarily to look, to gaze with your eyes at an object. He writes over here, I'll read the words, B'yavetz, it's of Yaakov Emdin, histaklus eino ri'iyah muchshis, gashmis. It does not mean a physical gaze. Ela havonas halev. It means a deep understanding. Moshe did not want to dwell upon the fact that Hashem is present. That's very interesting. It's a whole new pshat. It almost sounds like that Moshe became aware that Hashem is present, and he said, "You know something? Not for me. This is not for me. Let me get out of here. I don't want to recognize or dwell upon Hashem's divine presence." It's a little bit different, because until now, the Shekhinah is something physical almost. It sounds like, all right, a little bit esoteric. Let's see Pasuk Zayin now. Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Hashem says, Ro'o re'isi es oni ami asher b'mitzroim v'yetzakosom shemati b'mnei noiksov ki yodati es machoivav. So hard Pasuk. Hashem says, I see, Ro'o re'isi, I see the oni, the suffering of my nation, asher b'mitzroim, I see it. V'yetzakosom, their cry, shemati, I hear b'mnei, because of noiksov, their oppressors, ki yodati, I'm aware, es machoivav, their pain. So how many words are there over here? There is tsa'oka, and there is machoivav. Okay, let's see. Let's go with the targum slow, if there are any chidushim here. V'amar Hashem, miglo gilei kodomai. Okay, that's already a chidush. Because when it says ro'o re'isi, means I see. He translates it, it is revealed. It is revealed before me. Shibuda ami. Now, this is also very interesting. Oni does not mean the suffering. He teaches it to be the subjugation, the shibud. They are subjugated. Div mitzrayim. V'yos. Kivilashoin shemia. Kedetzakosa means their cry. Their cry means kivilashoin. That means their cry. Shemia kodomai. Yeah. Is heard before me. I hear their cry. Min kodom, because of the maflichehoi. The maflichehoi means their oppressors. Are gilei kodomai. It's revealed before me. Kevehoin, their pain, their suffering. Okay, so let's see over here what it says over here in the commentator. He has a lot of stuff over here on this pasuk. First, let's see Rashi. Before we have to first see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ki yodati, I know es mach oivav. I see their pain. Kimo vayeda elokim. Kiloimar. So in Rashi over here, it says kiloimar. It means it's not literal. Ki samti lev l'hispoinon v'lodas es mach oivav. I paid attention. When it says here the word ki yodati, it means I pay attention. L'hispoinen. To understand Volodas Esmachoivov, their pain. Veloy Helamti Aini, I did not conceal my eyes. Veloy Etoim Es Ozni, I did not close up my ears. Mitzaakosam. Okay, so one more time. Koloimar Kisamti Levli Hisboinon, I paid attention. I paid attention to comprehend. Velodas Esmachoivov, Veloy Helamti Aini, I did not close my eyes.
Yes?
I did not close up my ear. Okay, so it seems pretty straightforward. Now let's see. I'm reading over here what it's over here. I'm reading over here very quickly over here what it's over here in the commentator of the Targum. Migle Glei, Taglash Nchayve. Okay, he goes into that. Forget about that. Shibud. Rav Sadi can perish me oni me inui. Avul Unkelus perish me oni me heyosam avodim. Now where does it say that? No. All right, let's forget about that. Next, Maf lechehoin, their servants. Yabu shenogzim tamin mutugim l'shultoinei near shekain agavanu loyrak alasodim achvam elal kolol. Okay, next, their pain. Hishmei mitagim esamila s. All right, that's it. Okay, we're not going to go into anything. And he says the stuff that he says over here is too esoteric. It's too nuanced. So we're just going to go to the next pasuk. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Ches. Voyred, I will go down. Voyred, I'm going to go down now. Lahatzilo, to save him. Miad Mitzrayim. Ulahaloisoy, I'm going to go down now to save the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. Ulahaloisoy, to bring them up in the Eretz Ahit from the land. El Eretz, Toiv, Rechav, a land that's good, that's Rechav, wide. El Eretz, a land that Zovas flows, Chol of Udvash. I mentioned this is the first time in the Torah where it says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that is milk and honey. In Bereshis, in Chumash Bereshis, there are many times when Hashem promises to give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, Nowhere there in Chumash Bereishis does it ever say the land of Eretz Yisrael flows with milk and honey.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
The first time that it says the land flows with milk and honey only to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Avraham, to Yitzchak and Yaakov, to each one of the others Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael. And each one, Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Hashem never mentioned that the land flows with milk and honey. The first time it says is right over here. And then he says the nations, Mekoy Makanani, the Achiti, the Amori, the Aprizi, Achivi, Vahivusi. That's how many is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we're missing. Who are we missing? Kanani, Achiti, Amori, Aprizi, Hayavusi. Achivi, Hayavusi. Only 6. Those are the 7. Kanani, Achiti, Amori, Prizi, Chivi. What? There are 7 nations. A Kanani, Achiti, Amori, Aprizi, Hayavusi, Hagirgoshi. Girgashi. Where's Girgashi? Girgashi is not over here. Kanani, Achiti, Hoyamari, Haprizi, Hayavus, Aprizi. Girgashi. The Achivi, Hayavusi. We're missing Girgashi. There are only 6. There are 7 nations of Canaan. How come Girgashi? Now, the truth is, Hashem promised the land to Abraham. He promised him 10 nations. He promised him, where's the pasuk? Well, maybe we can very kedai to appreciate this. The difference over here.
Because 4 times, let's say I have 4 shamas, and then so from here to here is 5.6, right?
Okay, lech lecha. Okay, let's see over here. Ruaretz.
11.2.
11.2. Gam leloit.
Yeah, and from here to here is how much?
Let's go Achwi Parilo Meimoi. I think it says for the very first time. Oh. Okay. Achar Hadvar Moila.
Very good. Oh. So this one's
okay,
actually.
Okay, this
was
some.
This last one.
It is.
16.8. Outside of 16. Yeah? That's the
mission
is
16. Oh. Okay, look. In Lech Lecha. In Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Yutes, Hashem promised Es Hakeni, Hakeni, Hakeni Zi and Kadmoni, Vies Achivi, Haprizi, Vies Horefoim, Vies Horemari, Vies Hakadani, Vies Hagirgoshi, Vies Hayavusi. Now, Keni, there are ten nations. This is the Iker. This is the main thing. Okay, the main thing over here includes. It includes over here Keni, Kinizi, Kadmoni. Those three we never got. Those three lands we never got. That we never got. But then we have Chivi, Prizi, Rifoim, Emori, Hakanani, Girgashi, and Hayavusi. And here, so there are 10. Yeah. Listed over there in Parashas Lech Lecha 10, and the order is different. And what it says over there is the word, it says Girgashi, and it says Rifoim. And Rashi there, what does Rashi there say? Rashi Rifoim, Eretz Oig, Shenem Arboha, who you call Eretz Rifoim. Now over here, what does it say in our Pasuk? Our Pasuk is when Moshe is taking over, and it says. Kanani, Chiti, Emori, Prizi, Hachivi, Vahayavusi. So what's different?
All of these,
Chivi, we have Chivi, we have. There it's first. Here it's second to last. Prizi, here is the third to last. Rifoim, it doesn't say here. So it says Oig, what does it say? Oig, Melech, I guess that's Emori.
We'll talk about these four in a minute, yeah?
Oh, Emori. By the way, here it says Emori. It says in both places. Okay, Emori. Okay, Emori. Okay, let's go further.
7 times 7.
Chivi.
Yeah.
This one.
Oh, there's no Chivi.
This one also is Zakai. Even amongst the 49, even amongst the 7.
Eretz Hakanani. We have over here Kanani. So no, we do have Chivi. We do have Chivi. Okay, let's go on top.
So first of all, you have to
Hachivi. Do we have Hachivi over here in our pasuk? We have Hachivi. Good. Prizi, we have.
Yeah.
Rifoim, we don't have. Emoiri, we have. Kanani, we have.
So,
Hagigoshi, we don't have.
So,
Hayavusi, we do have. Okay, so what's the difference?
Outside of 69.
What is different over here? Kanani, Achi, Chiti. We have Chiti?
What?
Do we have Chiti over here? We have Chiti. And Moiri? No. Prezi?
The planted
exactly
69. Hayavusi?
All mixed up over here. What's going on over here? Kanani, Hachivi, Emoiri, Haprizi, Hachivi, the Hayavus, that's six.
Yeah.
And here what do we have? We have
exactly
over here
Chiti.
Exactly,
even though it's Namish touch, right?
Prezi.
No. And
Simpson are
only four.
The space is it?
Yeah. Sorry?
I guess that's what's going to
matter. Here is only four.
Here are six.
No, but here in this, it's only four.
Where?
I mean five. Five, in this cluster.
You know, there are six. Yeah, look, it's said, Cali. Yeah, so there is Eretz.
But the Havit is repeats twice.
Oh, repeats it twice? Hachiti?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Unless the translation is not good.
Where do you look at the Hebrew? In the Hebrew, there's Chiti. There's first Kanani, right? Kanani. Achiti. Ha'emoiri. Haprizi. Vachivi. V. It's different. Hachivi. It's not the same. There's Chiti.
Okay, so the translation then is...
It says exactly the same thing. There's no the end
yeah,
letter.
H-I-V-V-I-T. And there is also H-I-V-V-I-T.
I-T, no, it's different. It's a different word. Hachiti is not the same thing as Hachivi. This Hachiti.
Okay, so this is translation, as I understand. H-I-V-V-I-T-E in both places.
Okay, all right, that's strange. That should not be like that. It's two different. It should not. That definitely is a mistake. It, I think so, because they're different.
Yes, in Hebrew it's different, but okay, it's in translation.
Okay, now what's the difference in Bereshis? In Bereshis, it mentions Girgashi, and it mentions also Rifoim, but I don't know if that's going to be too many. Chiti, Prezi, Rifoim, Emori, Kanani, Girgashi, and Hayavusi. So what am I making a mistake? There are two ones that are different. There's Girgashi, and there's Rifoim. No, it's hard for me to see. All right, don't worry. It's hard for me to say. I can't see. That's fine. It's fine. Okay, but over here, what's the difference? Over here, it says here Rifoim. It doesn't say Rifoim in our pasuk. What else? What else? That makes it into seven. But it says also Girgashi. So wait, what do we have here that they don't have there? What am I missing over here? Kanani is in both places. Chiti is in both places. And Moiri is in both places. Prezi is in both places. Chivi is in... Oh, that's not there. Oh, so you're right. Maybe that's what it means. That's the answer. Maybe that's the answer. You're right, because over here it says Hachivi. There is no Hachivi in Bereshis. You see?
What's 0.4 plus 0.4?
Okay, every side.
What's 0.8 plus 0.4?
Over here in our pasuk, it says there's Chiti. And there's chi v, t and v. In Bereshis, there's only the t, ha chi t. There is no ha chi v. Okay, that's number one. Number two, in Bereshis, it lists Girgashi and Rifoim. And here it does not say Girgashi and Rifoim. So we need to understand why. What's the difference? So over here, Rashi doesn't say anything.
So I got don't know.
Not here. Let's see. And over in Bereishis, what does it say? In Bereishis, all it says is that Rephaim is the land of Og. What, that doesn't help us. So I don't know. This needs to be understood. The names have changed. Let's see the Targum. The Targum says, V'iskilisi. Okay, I will reveal. Now, that's a very interesting word. The Pasuk says, V'eired. I will descend. And the way it translates, I will descend, V'iskilisi. I will reveal myself. That's not the correct translation. Okay, I will reveal myself. But over here, let's see the commentator. He says, the iski li si akavonik vashkosav ramban kishin nigle b'snebo esh. Okay, that's a very interesting shot. Is that when I call the Shporuch Hu? Can I ask you a favor?
These ones are
right,
exactly 45.
All right, can't deal with these. Why is it 45? Why? I can't deal with these kids anymore. Over here, it says, I will, when it says, I will descend, he is suggesting that the word descending means revelation. Hashem, I'm going to come down. I'm going to reveal myself. That's the Targum. Okay, that's L'shei Zov V'Soin. That is a very, very popular word of the Targum. It means to save. L'shei Zov V'Soin. That word appears a lot. Gets an award. It appears a lot. I will reveal myself to save. Mi Yidah. From the hands. The Mitzra'eh. Of the Egyptians, and to bring you up from the land Ahi, le'ara tova, to a good land, okay, upasya la'ara, la'ara tova upasya, a land that's good and wide, la'ara, a land, avda chalav udvash, milk and honey, la'asar, the place. Now he goes into the nations, kina'ano'e, V'chito'e, the chitin, vo'emoro'e, uperizo'e, v'chivo'e, okay, it's not the same, vivuse. All right, now what does the commentator over here say? Anything over here to save you? Targum loshen rabim, no, I don't want to learn that stuff. Of the makes chalav dvash, targum zavas l'yakavana. Oh, look at that. Oisa. Wow, that's an interesting thing over here. Amotsin gam losh nakos vasos khalov sha behemos shel eretz yisrael asos khalov vnoitef mehem. So the Targum, when it says zavas, we always like to translate the word zavas means it flows. It flows with milk and honey. That's not what it says. It means it makes, it produces. The Targum translates the word zavas to mean, Targum translates the word zavas to mean, what does it say? La'ara, the ovda, it produces. Produces. He does not translate the word zavas like we would expect him to do, that it flows, but instead it means that it produces chalav udvash. Okay, that's a nice point. And that's it. Okay, a lot of questions here. All right, next. Pasuk Tes. The Atar now, Hine Tzakas B'nei Yisrael Bo'o Eli. Okay, Bo'o is, Bo'o means in the present tense. V'gam Re'isi Es HaLachatz, I see the oppression. Asher Mitzrayim Lo'ichatzim Oysam. Let's see what it says over here in the Rashi first. Rashi Pasuk Tes. There is no Rashi. Targum Ch'ana now. Right now, Chok Kivilas. Kivilas means the cry. B'nei Yisrael, alas, is ascending likdomai. V'yaf galei kodomai is revealed before me. Duchko de Mitzrayim, the lachatz, the duchko means the oppression, the Mitzrayim, dachakin lachoin, that is oppressing them. Okay, the commentator, Pasuk Tes, ilas, nichneso, like one alderich, shekos, and Ramban, t'yav shek varmulei, tzakosam, avalach shem moysosh, nilas, tzakosam, lufnei kisya kovayit. Duchko, p'chein du bagadosh ha-pesach, lachatz hu adchak. All right, good. Next pasuk. Pasuk Yud. V'yata now. L'cha. Come. Ve'esh lochacha el paro, come and I will send you to Pharaoh. Ve'hoitzei, you will take out a sami v'nei yishol mitzrayim, you will take out my people from Egypt. What does Rashi say, Pasuk Yud? Ve'atol lecha, ve'esh lachacha.
Right in the middle of
the Karim.
Yeah, or you let
it go. Ve'esh. The esh lo chacha el paro, the imtoy ma'ar ma'toyu. What's it going to help? The oitzeyas ami yo'ilu divarecha v'sotzei misham. So Rashi over here is adding a whole thing into the pasuk. Come, and I will send you to Paro. Now Rashi adds into the pasuk. And if you're going to ask me, what's the benefit? What's the benefit? What's the benefit of me sending you to Paro? The answer is the benefit is that you will succeed, your words will penetrate his thick skull, and you will succeed in taking power and taking out the people from Egypt. Now, why is Rashi saying that? And Moshe, the Targum, disagrees. Possibly go now to the Targum. The Targum over here says, Ana now, Esakom, Ve'esh lichinoch levos Paro, Ve'apeg yos ami b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim. I will send you to Paro, the apek, and take out. Let's see Rashi. There could be there's a disagreement over here. Okay, let's see over here what is over here in the entire the commentator. Bo l'cha.
Here, I don't know
exactly. Yeah. Between the three, doesn't say anything. Okay, a lot of...
In the translation, it's like Hashem is like... See, like Moses says, if you, Moses, you ask, what will I accomplish?
Six kinams in this direction, six kinams in this direction, six kinams in this direction, six kinams in this direction.
If you will ask, all I accomplish?
Yeah, what I will accomplish? Like he predicts the question, which is not in the text.
Okay, okay. All right.
So like he predicts a doubt in Moses.
He's predicting that you're gonna. What's the purpose? If you're gonna ask, I'm telling you now. You're gonna succeed. You will succeed in taking them out of Egypt. Okay. Now, Vayomer. Now we come to Pasuk Yud Bey. It's a very important pasuk. Okay, who am I? Ki eilech el paro, v'chiyotzi, and could I succeed, v'chiyotzi es b'nei Yisrael m'mishrayim, so therefore he's going on both parts. The previous pasuk Yud Hashem says, I'm sending you to Paro. So Moshe says, who am I? I'm a nobody. I'm not a person that's going to be successful in speaking to Paro. And then number two, this that you told me that I will succeed, it's impossible. The Chiyotzi, is it possible to take a nation out of Egypt? Chiyotzi has been shown in Mitzrayim. So Pasuk Yud Aleph says in Rashi, Mi Anoichi, Ma Ani Choshev Ledaber Im HaMelochim. I am not important enough to speak to a king. Next, the Chiyotzi has been shown the Af Im Choshev Ani. And even if I am Choshev, even if you will tell me that I am choshev, but what zichus do the Jewish people have? Can I ask you guys a toiva? Can you make? They don't even listen to me talk to them. It's unbelievable. V'yaf im choshev ani mo zochu yisrael shetas elohem neis v'yotziyam mitzrayim. What merit do the Jewish people have that they should be deserving that Hashem will take them out of Mitzrayim? Even if you'll tell me that I'm good, but they need a zuchus. Nothing happens by itself. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'amar Moshe Kodem Hashem Man Ano Arei Ezel Levos Paro V'arei Apeg Yos B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. All right, that really explains very much. And the commentator, Pasuk Yud Aleph, what does he say? We already did that already. Okay, he didn't really say anything over here. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis is a big Pasuk. It's a big, a lot of Rashi. Vayoyimer, so Hashem says to Moshe, Ki eye imach, I will be with you. V'zeh lecho ha'oiz, ki anochi shalachticha behotziacho esa'a mimitzrayim. when I take out the Jewish people from Egypt, ta'avdun, they will service es ho'elokim al ho'har hazeh. In other words, here in this pasuk Yud-Beis is the revelation that there's going to be Matan Torah. The whole world was waiting for this moment. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to take them out of Egypt. When I take them out of Egypt, I'm going to give them the Torah. So what does it say over here in Rashi? Pasuk Yud-Beis. So Rashi, a long Rashi. Let's go very quickly in Rashi. Vayomer ki ayimach, heishivu al rishon, rishon v'al achron, achron. Hashem answered Moshe in sequence. Your first question was, Shamar to me, Onoch ki ilich al paro, lo shalachohi ki imishali, ki yeheye imach. You're right, you're a nobody. I will be with you. Vezeh hamara shari'isi besneh, this that you see in the bush, lechoho ois ki onochi shalachticha, this is the sign. Vesatzliach beshlichusi, you'll be successful, chedai ani lahatzil, I'm worthy of saving. Kasher o isa asne oise shlichusai ve'enenu ukol kach telich b'shlichusi ve'encha nizok. So therefore, according to Rashi, v'zeh, when it says in the pasuk, this is very, very important, v'zeh l'cho ha'ois is going on the sneh. This is not obvious. When you read the pasuk, if you don't have a Rashi, then the pasuk is very difficult. Vayomer Hashem says to Moshe, Ki yehye imach, I will be with you. And what's the proof I will be with you? What you're looking at, the burning bush. Vizeh lecho ha'ois. Just like the bush is burning and it's not being consumed, so too, when I will be with you, you're bulletproof. You'll go to Paro, nothing will happen to you. No one will be able to touch you. Just like the bush burns. Is burning, there's a fire, and nothing's happening to the bush, you will go and nothing will happen. You're the bush. So Moshe is the bush, and the fire is the Shechina, or is the danger. These are mashlim, it's a little bit complicated over here. Here you have a bush, and there's a fire, and nothing is happening to the bush. So what's the mashal? Is that you, Moshe, you're a person, and the danger is Paro. Paro is a very dangerous person. So Paro is the fire. And you're the bush. And nothing's going to happen. The fire, Paro's all of his threats and danger is not going to consume the bush. Just like the fire is not consuming the bush. Now, what's very interesting, and the first time I'm learning this, you know, just only because of you, is I always thought that the fire on the bush is the Shechina. Moshe saw a burning bush. So what does he see? He sees the Shechina, the divine presence. And the reason why the bush is not being burnt is because the Shechina doesn't burn. It's not a regular fire. When you see the burning bush, you're seeing a dogma of Hashem. It's not a real fire. Right, there's a famous story in the Gemara. The Gemara, they had a story with who was it? Was it Avuya? Who was it? It was one of the Tanaim who became an he became at the end of his life as Acher. Acher. He went off the derech, and when he was a baby, in a bris milah, and all the rabbanim came to the bris milah, and they started to learn, and there was a big fire. So Acher's father, he said, what are you doing? You coming to burn down my house? What are you doing over here? So they said, no, we're not burning down your house. The fire that you see is not regular fire. The fire that you see is the Shechina. So I always understood that the burning bush, there is the Shechina, that's the fire. And the bush is a bush. And the Shechina doesn't burn a bush. Along comes Rashi. Rashi says, no. The fire that Moshe saw is regular fire. Regular, ordinary fire that is created when you light a match. No different. It's not the Shechina. Just fire. And the fire is burning, and the bush is not being consumed. Moshe looks. What's going on over here? Hashem calls out. The Shechina, you can't see the Shechina. I'm Hashem. And then it's just like you see this bush, and you see regular, ordinary fire, and the regular, ordinary fire is not consuming the bush. So to you, a regular boss of Adam, you're going to go into a dangerous place. You're going to be surrounded by very dangerous people. Nothing's going to happen to you. Okay, so the fire is not the Shechina. The fire is regular thing. That's what Rashi is saying over here. Just like Asheri Isa Sne Oisa Shlichus Vienu Ugal Kach Telach Mishlichus Vienu in Isaac. Usha Shalta Mazuchus Yesh Shayetu Mimitzrayim. How are the Jews going to survive? Dover Godol Yesh Loi Aloitzazu. They have a very great merit. Sharei Asidim Lekabel HaTorah Alohor HaZel L'Soif Shloi Shechadoshim Sheyetzu Mimitzrayim. They're going to be Mekabel HaTorah. That's their Zchus. Okay, so that's the first Shari Rashi. Ve'yemar Ki Eyayim Achal B'Yuthim. V'zel L'Chol Ois means the Sneh. Ki Anochi Shalach Ticha. I'm going to send you, you'll survive. And then the other Zchus is B'Yatzichas HaZel Mimitzrayim Tam Zechum HaKamar HaZeh. Rashi is Dover Acher. Another Pshat. Ki Eyayim Ach. V'zeh I will be with you. I will be with you. V'zeh shetatzliach bishlichusecha l'cho ha'ois alav tochas acheres shani mavtichacha. And another avtocha alav tocha acheres shani mavtichacha shekishetotziyam mimitzrayim t'avnu oisi alohor hazeh shetekabul atoira olav v'hi ha'zuchus ha'medes l'Yisrael v'digmos noshon zeh motzinu zeh l'cho ha'ois uchal ha'shone sipisa. Mapelas and Chedet Yilcha Ois Alav Toch Acheres She Eretzichem Chareva Miperos Vani Avorich Hasichem. So what is going to be here? Zelch Ois Alav Ois Alav Toch Acheres She Ani Mavtichacha Ki Shetziacha Mimitzrayim Tavunu Yisiel Horazeh She Tekablu HaToyra Olav Vehi Azuchus Amedes Li Yisrael. One more time. This you'll be successful in my mission. Okay, so it seems like what he's saying over here is a whole different pshat. And if we say before we even begin to say this pshat, it would appear that Rashi is now saying just the opposite. He's saying that the fire that's burning on the bush is a divine fire. So then, it's right, when Moshe saw the fire, he wasn't seeing regular fire. He saw the Shekhinah. So what does this pasuk mean? It means, I'm going to be with you, trust me. Go now to Paro and take the Jewish people out of Egypt. And you should know that when you take them out of Egypt, the day when you leave Egypt, the fact that you were successful should be an inspiration for the next step. That I'm going to give you the Torah. In other words, I'm going to believe you? You're going to give us the Torah? You're going to come down from Shemayim and give us the Torah? No way. Impossible. Moshe, trust me. I'll prove to you that I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you a sign. What's the sign? Is that the fact that you will be successful in Yitzias Mitzrayim, after that happens, that will be the ois that the next step of the journey, you'll also be successful. In other words, it's a bigger chiddush, it's a bigger novelty that Hashem should give the Torah than Hashem should take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim is like, you know, have a magic trick, you go to a magic trick show. So they do a little magic trick. And then they do the big magic trick. So the little magic trick, trust me, I'm a magician. Trust me that I can do the big magic trick. And I'll do a little magic trick. If I'll do you a little magic trick, you'll believe in me. And you'll see, you'll have faith that I can do the big magic trick. So right now I'm telling you there are going to be two events. There's going to be Yitzias Mitzrayim and there's going to be Matan Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim is small potatoes. Kabbalah Satorah, that's big stuff. Do you believe me that I can do Matan Torah? Well, I can't expect you to believe me, but after you see that you're going to be successful in Yitzias Mitzrayim is the ois that you're going to be successful for Matan Torah. So when it says in the pasuk v'zeh l'cho ha'ois, according to Rashi's second interpretation, the ois is the success of Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to Rashi's first interpretation, Zelcho Ois is the Sneh. The fact that the Sneh is not being burnt is the Ois for Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then when it talks about Matan Torah, you should know they have a zchus. What's the zchus for Klal Yisrael? The zchus of Klal Yisrael is that it'll be kabbal the Torah. But that's really nothing to do with the discussion according to Rashi's first interpretation. According to second interpretation is, I'm telling you there's going to be a Matan Torah. I'm telling you you're going to be successful. And when you'll be successful in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it will be the ois that you'll be successful in Matan Torah. Davar acher, kiyei elucha, zeh shetatzliach b'shluchusecha, this that you will ultimately be successful will be the sign. Lucha ha'ois al haftocha sacheres, shani maftichacha, that's the Rashi. And the Targum over here, we don't have time for it, it's a little bit late, so we'll stop over here. Okay, Rabbi Leizer, thank you very, very much for coming along with me.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Zaygizim.